Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, who has called us to go out into all the world and proclaim and preach the good news, dear fellow redeemed. This morning we come to the end of our six-week study through the book of Acts. The last 2 weeks we have heard about Paul and Barnabas having gone on their first missionary journey, having embarked from the city of Antioch in Syria, traveled to Cyprus, then Asia Minor, up the mountains, to another city named Antioch, Antioch and Pisidia, where we heard Paul's first sermon ever recorded. When they finished that first missionary journey, they went back home to Antioch in Syria, and then Paul went down to Jerusalem to attend the special council that was held there. After some time, Paul and Barnabas got together again and said, "Let's go on another second missionary journey." But when they tried to decide who they would take along as companions, they had a disagreement. Barnabas again wanted to take along his cousin, who was John Mark, called Mark. But Paul didn't want him to go because he had left them early in his first missionary journey and had gone home kind of homesick. Well, this caused a squabble. So Barnabas decided to take his cousin Mark and go on a missionary journey to Cyprus. Paul decided to take a friend named Silas and go on his second missionary journey. And so they repeated their steps on their first missionary journey, going to Galatia and Phrygia, going back to the congregations they had founded, Antioch, Pisidia, Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, enforcing and encouraging the Christians there. We read in verse 5, the verse just before our sermon text, "So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily." Now that they had finished doing that, they needed to go elsewhere on this journey. And Paul had decided to go to Asia, especially the coastland, where there's some large cities there. But the Lord didn't allow him to do that. He wanted to go elsewhere. And that leads us to our theme this morning. God guides our evangelizing. We read again our first verse of our text. "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia." It'd be so interesting to know how the Holy Spirit made it known to Paul and Silas that they shouldn't go to Asia. Was it by a vision? Or was it a direct revelation like Paul had when he was riding to Damascus and Jesus directly showed himself to Paul up there in the heavens? We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. And as curious as we are, the Lord says, we don't need to know. But what we do need to know is that the Lord is the one who guided his missionaries to the place where he knew they needed to go. And that's our first point for this morning. Sometimes the Lord says no. So Paul went north. He went to Mysia. And he decided, I want to go into Bithynia. And again, the Spirit told them they couldn't go. Again, we'd like to know, how did he do that? But again, the Lord says, you don't need to know. God was guiding their journey. He was guiding their journey, and the journey needed to go elsewhere. So Paul and Silas went to Troas, a seaport city way up in the northwest corner of Asia Minor. So far, on the second missionary journey, they've gone from one end to another end of Asia Minor, way in the southeast corner, visiting all those former cities, and then all the way up to the northwest corner, missing a lot of the big cities on the Asia coastland or in Bithynia. What did God have in mind? Well, this time the Lord lets us in on how he led them into the area of Macedonia in Greece, which is today Eastern Europe. We read, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, 'Come over to Macedonia and help us.' Now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought out to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." The Greek word for vision comes from the word to see. God allowed Paul to have these visions so he could see exactly where God wanted him to go and proclaim the good news. This vision was pretty straightforward. There's a man from Macedonia calling for help. He wasn't calling for food or clothes or any physical help. He was calling for spiritual help from the Lord. But now it appears that Luke had joined the group, because from now on, Luke uses the terms we and us when speaking about Paul and Silas. Before it was they or them, or Paul and Silas, and now we read again, "Immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them." Remember, Luke is writing this to his friend Theophilus. They knew what kind of help this man needed. Spiritual help. The kind of help that only the gospel could give. Well, the verb term, preach the gospel, comes directly from the Greek noun for good news. It's euangelizo. We get the word evangelize from that word. So turn the English noun into a verb, and you can say that God wanted to good news the Macedonians. Or use the Greek letters to turn to English word, and you would say he wanted to evangelize the Macedonians. They needed to hear the good news that Jesus had come to suffer and die and rise again to pay for the sins of sinners, all sinners, even sinners like them, way out there in Macedonia and the area of Greece. And so again, our theme is God guides our evangelizing, or literally, God guides our good newsing, our proclaiming the good news. Paul and Silas immediately recognized that this vision was from the Lord and a call from them, and they immediately crossed the Aegean Sea and went to Macedonia, which is today present-day Bulgaria. Eventually, they made their way down the coast, down into Greece, and for the next 2 years, they spent time in such cities as Philippi, Thessalonica, Berea, Athens, Corinth, and they were evangelizing or good newsing Lydia and the women that were at the seaport there in Philippi. The Philippian jailer and his family. Also, the Jews and the Greeks in the synagogue in Thessalonica. And those astute, learned Bible students in Berea. The many idol worshippers in Athens on Mars Hill. Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos. And the big group of people that they founded in the city of Corinth. The Lord had great work for these men to do in that area. And someday in heaven, we'll see large numbers of people from that area that are in heaven because of their work. Even though they did not go to Asia Minor, the Lord wanted them there in Eastern Europe for that purpose. As our second point says, because sometimes God says, go. So how do we apply this short little text to us here at Peace of Christ in Middleton? We know that God guides our evangelizing. He guides our good newsing to people. We need to go and proclaim the word of God, but he does the work. We do the speaking, the preaching, the talking, the advertising, the spreading, but he does the work. He causes it to grow, and sometimes he says no, but not just sometimes, but all the times he says, go. For the past 2 years, we've been efforting to get a preschool going here at Peace of Christ. It appears as if the Lord is saying to us, no, at this time. But he's not saying that we should stop our proclaiming the gospel, our spreading the good news of salvation. This door may be closing, but he'll be opening others. Last Sunday, in our BOCE open meeting, there were many opportunities that we listed on that chalkboard of how we can get the word out. And we should, like the Apostle Paul, when opportunities arise, like Paul and Silas and Luke, jump in those opportunities. Tell people Jesus is the only Savior. God loved us so much he sent his son and sacrificed his son, condemned him so that we could have eternal life. That is an amazing message. Most of us heard that for our whole lifetime, and we take it for granted, but it is amazing that God would love a sinner like me so much that he would damn his own son so that I would be with him forever in heaven. Just this past week, we received our monthly newsletter from the president of our synod, Mike Eichsted, and he talked about much the same topic. And this is a paragraph he mentioned in his letter. Our congregation once mailed 10,000 invitations to our school open house. Of the few visitors we had, none came due to all those flyers. On the other hand, one morning I received a phone call from a neighbor down the street whom I had never met. He told me, I want to become a Lutheran. Wow. What do I have to do? The call led to a meeting with him and his wife. Information classes soon followed, which they faithfully attended, and within a few months, they became members. A carefully planned mass mailing yields no visible results, while doing nothing special brings an opportunity to share the word. The lesson? We haven't given up on outreach efforts. Remember Philip, the evangelist? We are told he was in Samaria. We're told great work was being done in Samaria. Great miracles were being performed. And people were flocking to the gospel message. And then God says, hey, Philip, you need to leave. You need to go to Gaza. You need to go to a deserted road. And so he goes. He leaves all that missionary effort, deserted road, and he says, see that chariot? Catch up to it. He runs up to the chariot and he finds a man in the chariot who happened to be the treasurer of Queen Candace, the treasurer of Ethiopia, reading the scroll of Isaiah. He knew about the Messiah, but didn't know who he was. And Philip explained to him Jesus. Holy Spirit created faith in this man's heart. He was baptized, and we're told he went on his way rejoicing. And no doubt that Ethiopian treasurer went to Ethiopia and told his friends, family, maybe the queen herself, all about Jesus. And so the Lord took him away from this major effort of evangelism to talk to one person, but that one person then took the word of God to a whole new continent, the continent of Africa. A few days ago, last Thursday, we celebrated the Ascension. Jesus' ascension means that he now rules over all things, over heaven and earth, for the eternal welfare of his church, all believers, and for the salvation of souls. As he directed Paul and his companions to bring the gospel where it needed to go, so he leads us in directing us where our evangelism efforts need to go, so we can extend his kingdom to that same good news of salvation and life through Jesus. So you and me, as well as to Paul, Silas, and Luke, the Lord extends that command to go out and speak that water of life to thirsting, dying souls whom we meet. It's interesting to note, too, that that area of Asia that Paul wanted to go to on the coastland, it was well evangelized some years later, and it consists of the seven letters to the churches that John wrote quite a few years later in his book of Revelation. The Lord knows those who are his, and his word will get to them as he wills. What a humbling privilege we have to be able to take part in this good newsing, this evangelizing the people of the world. It's exciting to know that God has given us the Word of God, the gospel message, and he's put us in the right place at the right time to speak the Word of God to the people he wants us to speak to. What a shame if we don't do it. What joy there is when we see the results of the efforts of proclaiming the gospel. Is incredibly reassuring to know that all we need to do is, like seed, throw the word out there, tell people about Jesus, and let the word work. His will be done. May every single one of us gladly seize every opportunity we have to do this, to evangelize, to form this blessed work to the glory of our Savior's name and for the salvation of souls. I hear the Savior calling. His call has urgency. Each moment souls are dying, soon comes eternity. And so, my precious Savior, this is my humble plea. Prepare me for my mission, for you are calling me. Lord, gather all your children, wherever they may be, and lead them on to heaven to live eternally. With you, our loving Father, and Christ, our brother dear, whose Spirit guards and gives us the joy to persevere. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our resurrected and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.